the excitement in going to an amusement park is just unspeakable, isn't it? And I'm sure that everyone who've been to an amusement park would agree that there is this innate joy in us, and we're so excited to get there already, and we can't wait to get started with those rides. And that's the excitement, and out of that excitement we have this feeling all through the journey of, are we there yet? And yes, we are going to look deeper into this question, are we there yet, in this brand new episode of I Am a Stammerer, I'd Like to Speak. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of I'm a Stammerer and I'd Like to Speak. This is Anthony Arvind, probably your favorite stammerer. I think it was in 2013, as a church youth group, we went on a trip to Kodaikanal. It's a hill station. And for those of you who already know about Kodaikanal, will know that they have these cycle rides. And to make things more interesting, they also have a double cycle, which is a cycle that has two sets of pedals. So two riders for a single cycle. Yes. And this is mainly because those who do not have the practice or the experience of riding a bicycle in a hill station would struggle. So when there are two people, it's easier. We were there, and as a group of say around three or four people, we went on this ride and we took those cycles. And I was with one of my friends on a double cycle, and another friend of mine was on a regular cycle. And this other friend of mine, I think it was his first time experience of riding a cycle in a hill station. And we started out, and it was about a 5 kilometer circle around the lake, and we probably covered 20% of the journey. And this friend of mine on the regular bicycle started asking, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And he just kept going on and on and on. He started asking this question every 5 minutes or every 2 minutes. And we kept answering him, no, dude, there is still 4 kilometers left. And there is still 3.5 kilometers left, that there is still 3 kilometers left. And the answer kept going, and he was so sick and tired, and we were also. But the reason he asked this question so many times was because he was physically exerting himself out, and he couldn't do it anymore. But the journey ahead was still a lot to cover. And without realizing that, or probably even if he realized that, he couldn't stop himself from asking this question. And when we complete the ride, he barely made it. He barely made it. We came to the bicycle stand and he was gasping for air. He was panting and whatnot. So we kind of asked him, hey, was it so difficult for you? Just in the first 5 minutes, you started asking, are we there yet? And he said, I thought it was a joyride and I wasn't prepared for it. Yes, this is what he said. So he said that you know, mentally, he wasn't prepared for such a strenuous and physically taxing ride. A surprising fact about that this guy was, he was a fitness freak. All right, so he was very serious about his physical fitness. Yet he couldn't make it because mentally he was not prepared for such a ride. And in his mind, he always thought that it was a joyride and it would have been very easy. and fun. With this incident, I realized something. That is the importance of being prepared. It can be something as small as taking a ride on a bicycle around a lake in a hill station. It's a very simple thing. But without proper preparation, without being prepared mentally or physically, it was impossible. It is impossible. So how much more this fact is true for life? Yes, this is very much true for life. Without proper preparation, if we decide to take on life, then it'll be a disaster. It'll be a disaster for sure. With just the initial stages of our life, we will be thinking, are we there yet? The end of life. And I'm sure that some of you who are listening to this are already in that state of mind. In terms of age, we are quite young, but we are already thinking, are we there yet? How much more? How much more? I can't take this. I can't do it anymore. It's too much. It's too stressful. My plate is full. It's more than I can chew. You see, all these dialogues, all these feelings are the result of unpreparedness. Being unprepared both mentally and physically. And unfortunately, with life, it's not like an amusement park where we are excited to go there and start asking, are we there yet? No. With life, we're done with it. We are fed up with it. We are frustrated. And we start asking this question, like my friend who couldn't do it anymore. And we start asking this question, are we there yet? Because I'm done. I'm done with this education. I'm done with this career. I'm done with my parents. I'm done with life itself. I don't know how many of you are in that state and listening to this podcast, but it is for you. If you think that you're done with life and asking yourself, am I there yet? I'd like to say something to you. Even if you are done with life, life is not done with you. There is a lot in store for you. Especially for you. There is a lot of exciting things waiting for you. There are a lot of fun things. There are a lot of joyful and enjoyable and ecstatic things in store. And I don't want you to miss out on those things just because you are gasping for air right now. And even now, you're looking for that break because you're unprepared for what you are facing right now. So pause for a moment and look at your circumstance. And even in the middle of the circumstance, you can prepare yourself for the second half of what you're going through. So pause for a moment and look at what and where you are. Introspect if you are really prepared for it. If not, start preparing. If you don't know how to do it, take help. There is no shame in that. There is absolutely no shame in asking for help. Your friends, your parents, your relatives, your spouses. It can be anybody. Ask for help. And you will be prepared. And you will be able to face it. And from then onwards, your perspective about life will change. And you will stop asking yourself this question, am I there yet? No. You will begin to enjoy the journey. The journey is important too. So with that note, I'll see you next Monday with another episode of I Am a Stammerer and I'd Like to Speak. Until then, be good, stay safe. This is Anthony Arvind signing off. Take care, everybody.